Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, so two parties this week. Lots of passion. I'm anticipating. We got the party tomorrow, the draft party at the Post, 713 Music Hall. Mm-hmm. Texans, they're not releasing their uniforms. I guess they're celebrating the release of their uniforms.
It must be. Like, it kind of changed. That's not what I thought.
It's not the release. It's a celebration of the release.
Yeah.
After the pre-release and the release before that and the release before that and the release before that. So
And all the leaks.
So it's the party for our release.
Correct.
Okay.
Good for us, because it's going to be released as we're coming on the air tomorrow. Then we're going to have Callahan on at 11. So
there's going to be a bash.
Good for the loopholes.
Yeah, yes. There's going to be a lot of reaction here.
Mm-hmm.
Some good, some bad. Which is great.
Yeah.
I think it's great to have the passion of fans.
Yes.
I think there's a increase in people that are going to defend the Texans to the death. And I don't think that would have been the case had they done this or had they released these things 2 years ago. So I think that's an awesome thing that no matter what these uniforms look like, there's a portion of people that would defend them no matter what.
Yes.
Also think it's good that you have some fans who are on board and some fans who are not. So I enjoy that as well. Then we're going to have the draft.
Mm-hmm.
No party on Thursday because they don't have a pick. And then on Friday, there's going to be a draft party, and that always,
it's always good.
That is always where the most passionate, perhaps irrational reaction occurs, is at draft parties. Last year, it was more of a celebration because you drafted number 2 overall and you drafted number 3 overall.
Last year was great.
And then this year, you're going to have a situation where there's a lot of hopes, there's a lot of expectations, and there's going to be passion there. I think it's really good just to take a step back and remove ourselves from the uniforms are this or the uniforms are that or the draft is this and draft is that, and just kind of acknowledge that it is very nice that good, healthy, agree-disagree nature is back when it comes to the Houston Texans and it comes to football in this town and just how much people have been starving for it.
It's awesome, and last year was amazing. This year is going to be it's so much fun because let's start with the uniform party celebration, whatever it is. The Texans really can't lose. Now we can have our opinions, we can think the uniforms are this or that, but the Texans as an organization cannot lose. People are going to purchase new gear. They want, whether they like it or not. With a team this good, they're going to want to represent that team on the field, and they're going to want to get with hats and koozies and koozies. Where'd that come from?
Everybody likes a koozie.
Hats and hoodies is what I was looking at.
Do you use koozies at the bar?
Not at the bar. Usually at my house.
Okay. I could easily see you being a koozie at the bar.
No, usually at my house or down.
You got a koozie?
Or down on the beach. They can't lose with that.
Figgy's a koozie at the bar guy, aren't you?
Fiscally.
Nah, you lucky to see me with a beer.
Yeah, fiscally they can't lose. It's Here's where it gets interesting with the celebration.
Hardo.
They're still going to be judged like crazy And I'm worried that because of all the hurdles that they had to go through and all the leaks and all the bad press,
they'll get a lot of support.
They'll get a lot, but I'm worried that it's going to be much more negative than positive.
Which means nothing. It's uniforms.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're going to win.
We've seen very, very costly criticism where the criticism is, I mean, it's the criticism that they've gotten recently, a lot of it has been to the point where you don't even think you can function as an NFL franchise.
Mm-hmm.
If the thing that people are most upset about is what uniforms look like, I think it kind of speaks
that's
to
also a win.
How far things have come here.
Yeah, that's also a win. It's going to work. The problem with the uniform reveal and everything, if it is a problem, like I said, they're going to make a lot of money off of it, is just the sentiment that it's going to be and the reputation it's going to have if it's not universally approved, you know, liked or whatever.
It's not going to be universally. It's not an if. Yeah. You know this, John.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not. But I'm saying it could be heavily negative.
Just admit you hate the uniforms.
I don't. No.
Just admit it.
No, I'm going to tell you.
This is what I want.
I've told you a bunch of times. I'm going to judge
them. Just admit
them.
you don't like them.
I'm going to tell you what I think when I see them again. And that's going to be
tomorrow. So you've avoided them.
At 10 a.m. right here. I'm not going to tell you what I think. What I am going to tell you is there's going to be a storyline that's going to involve Amy Adams Strunk that I think is going to really kind of weigh into and factor into all this. Like, people are going to say we could have had this, this, and this if it wasn't for Amy Adams Strunk. That's what I think is going to happen. And it might be accurate. She's so petty. I mean, I'm going to...
Amy Adams Stank?
Yeah. She's just so petty. Like, to try to put a, you know, whatever, it seems like she did, try to put a hitch in some other organization.
So what did you want? Did you want, like,
No, it's not a matter of what I wanted. It's what they were limited to do. Like, because of Amy Adams, there were limitations. Well, that's petty. That's pettiness. That's stupid. Go worry about your own team and your mayonnaise-eating quarterback. I mean, come on.
So did you want full Oilers uniforms?
I didn't know what I wanted. I thought I wanted the uniform involved, but it doesn't matter. They were limited in what they could do. They were limited in what they could do because of her. That's the problem I have. Like, keep your eye on your own damn paper, you know? You tell me these teams don't have similar colors in the NFL across the board? A lot of teams have similar colors. Everywhere. Yeah. No, look, you are right. It is just a uniform. But what I'm saying is, how petty of her to worry and try to cause trouble because of a uniform.
It's just a uniform, man.
I get it.
Could it be a good thing, though?
How?
That, I mean, you can still,
it's polarizing,
like,
man.
You can still do other stuff with, like, the merch and stuff like that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Not necessarily on the field uniform.
Right. No, I think that's where they're going to win the most. They're going to be able to have, like, whatever uniform you want, whether it is an all kind of H-Town blue uniform or something else, you're going to be able to get it in the shop. They're just not going
to
be able to wear it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
The bottom line is, it's really just, it's the CJ, Will Anderson, Tank Dell, Nico Collins uniform, in that they're going to really be what makes it cool. Because this is a very bandwagon-friendly team right now.
Mm-hmm.
So if they go out there and ball out, then it could automatically become one of the coolest uniforms that there is.
Yeah.
That there is. And the thing that matters the most, the main thing, as they say, is is there.
I like one of the, we're getting about a bunch of texts on this. I like this one. I'm going to rock the one I like the most. That's healthy. You know, there's going to be like four options.
Yeah.
Rock the one you like the most.
Okay. We know which one you like the most.
You think you do.
No, we do. Released last week, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That
black helmet.
You like the helmet.
That
like
old English helmet. Lettering?
Yes, you do.
So you think my people like that old English lettering?
I think you like that old English, man. I can see you in that.
Yeah. I could actually see me in one of those, too. I liked it.
Yeah.
In fact, that was one of the ones I said to you guys that I liked when we were there.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. I did, right, Figgy?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I said I do. No, I said I do like the alternate.
I think that got covered up by your other comments.
Yeah, yeah, well, the other comments were pretty on point, I thought.
Who's performing at this party tomorrow? Do we know?
Oh, it's H-Town Legends or H-Town Zone or how'd they announce it? They didn't say who.
They said H-Town Artists. I'm sure Paul Wall will be there,
mm-hmm.
right?
Is Paul he? Wall, yeah. Slim Thug.
Yeah. That's it?
I don't know. That's just me guessing. No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
They just covered it up, said H-Town Artists.
Okay. Because mm-hmm. Paul Wall just tweeted out that he wants to know when he can buy the merchandise. He's got his credit card ready.
I saw that.
He's got his credit card ready.
I don't think he's going to have to pay.
I think you're going to get it for free there, bud.
I think he's going to have to pay for a lot.
I don't think you're going to have to pay a nickel.
Yeah.
So it says surprise H-Town artist.
Surprise.
That's what it was. Surprise.
Yeah, surprise H-Town artist.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There we go. What if it's like huge?
I mean, I think Paul Wall and Slim Thug is huge. What are you trying to say?
Even
I mean, you're just really trying to take the people off today.
Even bigger. Even bigger.
Who's the biggest artist
Who's
they
bigger
can
than that?
Put on that stage?
Well,
you think Beyonce is going
to
show up?
No, but I'm trying to think like who would be bigger? You tell me.
You tell me.
They're big. They're not that big.
I'm just asking. I mean, what do you want, Taylor Swift up there?
Is she from Houston?
No. Where is she from? She was created in a lab, right?
Yeah, I was about to say, I never knew where she was from.
Well, she's Taylor Swift.
Right? Where is she from?
She was created in a lab.
She's got to be.
Did you see that stupid crap she was doing last week? You want to talk about too much hype?
About what?
We're giving the Texans a hard time.
On her new drop?
Dude, yeah. She had She had like a little like exhibit that was like the size of a bedroom, and it had clues in it.
So, oh, I did see that.
So there was like a mailbox that had six things open. So they were saying that was like six tracks. There was like a typewriter and all that. There was a 5-hour line for people to go see this leading up to her album just for clues about what was going on with this album. And then the album drops. I think she's going to sell 2 million this week.
She on pace to sell two million the first week.
Yeah. I don't think she's real.
She's from West Reading, Pennsylvania.
I don't think she's real.
She's a Pennsylvania.
I would have never got
Steelers fan.
I think she's a plant.
No, you think she's a bot?
I think she's an
industry plant.
I think she's a plant.
Nah. You think she's AI?
I think she's a plant, and she got like so perfectly placed here to where they just increased the popularity so much to where everybody felt like they needed to get on board with it. And now all of a sudden everyone's following it. And like her power is like so crazy to where people are going and waiting 5 hours to look at some stupid ass clues before her stuff. Why are people so weird? That's weird, man.
People are weird.
I mean, I've done some weird stuff. Man, no, you're not even sitting out there for the album. You're sitting out there to look at a one bedroom apartment of clues.
Yeah.
That's just mind control. That's not real. That's not like liking. That's not going and waiting in line for the Yeezys or the Jordans or the iPhone or concert tickets. That's just weirdo stuff,
man. That is mind control.
Something's going on there.
No,
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be Mr. Conspiracy Theory, but this Taylor Swift stuff's just too weird to me.
I think she's just that big.
And I don't know how this happened.
She's just
Did y'all
that
listen
big.
To the album?
Hell no. I've heard some songs, and I'm like, whoa, this is it?
Did you, Figgy?
I heard the Post Malone song.
Yeah, that was the very first
that's
song.
That's the one
I heard that one.
Yeah, that's the one.
I got Malone the three, song. And I was just like, nah, it's Friday.
What was it called?
Fortnite.
Yeah, Fortnite.
I heard that one.
Yeah. It's actually not
that bad.
I mean, is it a jam? Or is it just something you put on in the background?
Jam.
No, it's something you put on in the background.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I ain't have a problem with that. I got the track three. It was like, it's Friday. I need something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like 30 tracks on that album too. Yeah, it's definitely a hell no for me.
Yeah, how many tracks?
It's like 30. Dang. Like 20. Yeah.
How much does it cost? How much does that cost on Apple? How much do you think Taylor Swift's album costs?
It got to be considered.
It
like,
ain't no $12.99.
It got to
no,
be about $19.99. About the double album.
I'm gonna say $25.
I'm gonna say $19.99.
How much?
$25.
iTunes Store. Let's see. Taylor Swift.
Yeah. You know it's gonna be.
All right. Here it is. Right here. Taylor Swift new album. $15.
$15. Okay. Yeah, 15. That's a little higher than usual.
Yeah. $15. That's fair.
How badass is it that you just wake up one day and say, you know what, I feel like making $1 million today. Okay, so you do something. And you can monetize it and you can make $1 million.
Yeah, that's her.
Just wake up. So do I feel like making $1 million today or not?
It's crazy, man. It's a lot of hype.
Yes, I do.
A lot of hype. Just a notch below the hype, the Texans uniform release.
Right up there with Taylor Swift
album, yep. Texans uniform release. Yep. Hopefully they sell 2 million pieces of merchandise as well, because the merchandise is going to be sick.
It is going to be sick.
Coming up next, the NFL's wildest week is upon us, and there's a lot of things going on around here. Let's go around the league next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.